Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. I hope everybody had a safe, fun, and happy 4th of July weekend for those of you out in the United States who are celebrating out there. Before I get started and introduce you to today's guest, Ivy Slater, I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors, the people over at Markham Search LLC. Markham Search offers premier professional recruiting services throughout the United States, including payrolling, temporary services, and executive search. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce you to our guest today, Ivy Slater. As the CEO of Slater Success, Ivy works closely with C-suite executives and upper-level managers to advise and create clear strategies that provide instant and long-term impact on business. From generating team synergy and launching new sales initiatives to holding mastermind retreats and corporate trainings on communication, finance, or strategic planning, Ivy is an expert at cultivating and facilitating relationships that are the hallmark of any successful business. Prior to founding Slater Success, Ivy owned and operated a successful seven-figure printing business, Slater Graphics, for over 20 years in New York City. During these early days of business ownership, Ivy learned that it was her relationship-based growth strategies and niche customer targeting that positioned her to achieve financial success and to work with some of the top names in the publishing industry, including W Magazine, Harper's Bazaar, New York Magazine, Advertising Age, Town and Country, and Men's Health, to name a few. Today, Ivy and her team of professional coaches and trainers are dedicated to helping women business owners and entrepreneurs, as well as leadership and organizational teams, leverage their relationships and achieve success on their own terms by creating the life they want to live alongside a business or career that supports that life. Apart from coaching and consulting, Ivy is the author of the international bestseller, From the Bar to Boardroom, Choreographing Business Success Through Authentic Relationships, as well as Conquering Your Fear of Money, A Woman's Guide to Business Success, an interactive resource offering actionable systems, tools, strategies designed to help mitigate the issues that many businesswomen face. She speaks all around the country at corporate conferences, seminars, workshops on the topics of leadership, sustainable growth, and sales. And she has also hosted dozens of both live and recorded webinars. You can hear Ivy on her weekly podcast, Her Success Story, where she interviews gutsy businesswomen on compelling journeys towards achieving success. Ivy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what a bio. My gosh, I think it's such a great time to have you on the show right now, because I think talking about visionary leadership for both men and women and for everybody around the world is so important right now, because I think leaders are being called out in all organizations and countries and government and at all levels. So I think this is a very timely topic to be talking about.
Thank you. I agree. It is a very timely topic. And leadership, you know, in wonderful times is, you know, challenging to the best of us. You look at leadership during challenging times and you look at great leadership.
I completely agree. And then leadership during challenging times, during the midst of a pandemic and riots and major shift in the world, and during the midst of working remotely or having a lot of our teams still working remotely, there are a lot of obstacles that leaders wouldn't normally be confronted with.
It's a very new world. And I'll always say, whenever you have this sort of business interruption, and business interruption comes in many forms. It could be a business interruption from internally in an organization, from a merger, financial problems in a business interruptions from the economy or a variety of other things. But whenever you have a business interruption, that, as we're having with a global pandemic, you have an ability to connect with new possibility, new opportunity, and to do business in new ways that is an amazing evolution and a progression forward.
Yeah, I think this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us. And for any of our listeners tuning in now out there, or at any point in your career, keep in mind that the world is always looking for great leaders. And it's times like this where people who step up, who innovate, who come up with solutions to problems that businesses are faced with can become instantaneous leaders without the length of waiting time that it would normally take to move up the corporate ladder.
Absolutely true. And you have the ability to look at various departments in large companies that are having major movement forward based on what's going on in departments that have never been recognized or really looked at. They've just kind of done their job, to small business that has huge opportunity right now in meeting the marketplace and what the market needs today.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there was one gentleman I knew who was struggling pre-COVID, and because he really jumped and took advantage of, not advantage, but saw a need that needed to be filled, he now just made $2 million in a very short amount of time by providing services that were needed in respect to masks and so forth. So I think that if we can identify what needs to be done and then lead a team of 1, 2, 10, 100, 200, or however many people, we can create great success for ourselves and others.
I agree 100%. And that's why this is such an exciting time to discuss leadership and to be in leadership.
So let's talk about this. Let's say you are a leader and perhaps your team is working remotely. I know we talked about this a little bit, probably 2 or 3 months ago when the pandemic first was hitting its peak. How can leaders keep their teams engaged in the midst of many people working remotely, people having children at home and still figuring out how to homeschool simultaneously while working? What can leaders be doing to support their teams, and not only supporting them, but having them flourish?
So it's so interesting because we fell into this and everybody, like in a blink of an eye, went remote, which was 100% what we needed to do. And now you look forward a few months and it's like, okay, we're going to be remaining remote or at least in a lot of different capacities. So how do we do retain engagement? You do this by tapping back into that little bit of creativity and a little bit of innovation. You know, it's very easy to get stale when you're remote. It's much more challenging to keep your team engaged. So a couple of tips that I've been working with my clients on. One, every meeting still has an agenda. It has a beginning and a conclusion and a call to what the next steps are. It's easy to forget that we just pop onto Zoom or Microsoft Teams or whatever platforms you're using, and everybody's like a little more lackadaisical because you're usually in pajama bottoms or leggings or sweatpants on the bottom, you know, so there's just a much more relaxed atmosphere. So keep your team engaged. Think creatively. One of my clients said, you know, if we were having this meeting in the office, I would probably bring in tea and coffee and like some afternoon snacks. So for her team, not every meeting, but as a surprise 1 month, she sent everybody their favorite drinks, had them delivered, took a little bit of creativity, a little bit of back-end research, who drinks what, the office manager kind of knew and had some insight, what everybody liked, who's gluten-free, who's not, like really customized it, and had at 2 o'clock in the afternoon a surprise at everybody's door for their 3 o'clock meeting. Think about how your team is going to be showing up for you and performing for you and to the best of their ability when that team leader goes out of their way to do something thoughtful and special and personal.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, Ivy. I think that's so important, not just as a leader, but as anybody who's in a client or customer serving role. I've heard wonderful, beautiful success stories throughout the midst of this pandemic of people who are doing thoughtful things for their clients, for their teams, and thinking outside the box and making people feel special. I think a lot of us feel alone and siloed and scared and uncertain during these times. And it's the small little things like that, like sending a 12-pack of Coca-Cola or whatever somebody's favorite thing is, that could brighten somebody's day and give them that little bit of hope that they might need to make it through that day or that week.
And it's 100% about being thoughtful, thinking about doing something kind. I know another team that I was working with, they expressed around Mother's Day that they were really missing the family connection. You know, they had their immediate family, but families weren't seeing each other yet at that point. You know, parents weren't seeing their adult kids with kids, right? People in their, you know, 30s and 40s were missing. You know, you couldn't, even if you went to see you were social distanced with a mask, you couldn't hug. And so she did a little gift basket for all the mothers on her team. Of self-pampering. And it's just, it's the little things that go a long, long way. Then there was another little tip that I was talking to another few different clients about. This one client came to me, she goes, you know, you're right, Ivy, I'm all over this inspiration. I am giving inspirational messages several times a week to my team. I'm like, good for you. I'm sure they're tired of hearing from you though. And she's like, what? And she was like, she's a little taken aback. She's like, what do you mean? I thought I'm like being so, like, I'm looking to lead. And I was like, I get it. And you're doing right. Now let's raise the bar a little bit. Okay. How about this? How about in the every team meeting, you rotate through alphabetically and every person has to show up and kick off the a different meeting with something inspirational. So think about the back end mindset of this. All of a sudden, you have the entire team looking for something inspirational for their turn. They're getting ideas from other people. They're checking into YouTube, possibly for a little video, looking up quotes, maybe a little bit of a reading, a book, a video, a few different things. And the whole team, as opposed to being told to be inspired, they're finding inspiration and what inspires them to share with others. And the whole team comes up a notch, two or three, actually.
I think that's brilliant, Ivy. That's such a smart idea. Did it go over well?
It went over great. And she goes, okay. So she goes, obviously, we're seeing things differently. So she asked me, she goes, well, what would you share? I said, you're going to think it's really funny. And she goes, what? I said, well, there's a YouTube video. You're a big fan of Broadway. I'm a big fan of Broadway. We're both from the New York metropolitan area. Love the theater. And I said, you know, there's a YouTube video that has 22 shows in 12 minutes with James Corden, Elizabeth Blunt, I think, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. I said, it inspired me. And she goes, oh, because of the theater. I said, not only that, think about the logistics. They did little mini costume changes. Why one song went after another and they put it in a specific order. And then how they navigated who did what and when in the choreography, you know, in the mini set changes, because they did it in 12 minutes. I said, think about the creativity behind that. That's inspirational for a team to think that way. I said, yes, it brought a smile to my face, but also look what's behind it. That's where your teaching lessons are. And that's where you, again, raise the inspiration, raise the bar for your team.
Yeah, you just hit on something really important, Ivy, that I want to make sure to touch on for everybody listening. And that's the idea of autopilot. I don't know about you, Ivy, but I found myself throughout the midst of this experience of going through the pandemic and what's happening in the world, is it becomes a lot and it's very easy to turn ourselves off. I kind of like to use the analogy of vampires where they say, you know, the vampires turn off their emotions in all those Twilight sort of movies. And I feel like a lot of us have just gone onto autopilot, just trying to survive this time period. And what we forgot about is the thing that you just mentioned that you were talking to your client about, and that is the power of intention. When we harness intention, we can turn something into that could just be rote, or, okay, we're going to do this as another way to inspire or uplift, and actually ask ourselves, why am I choosing this video? What is my intention behind it? What is the intention of me sending this memo? What is the intention behind this meeting that we're about to conduct? And I've noticed for myself, just playing with this concept on social media, you know, being doing TV and radio, it's very easy to post things and just be on autopilot. Oh, I need to post this to tell people about my latest show, about this or that. And what I noticed is it was on autopilot. And then I began to backtrack and look at all of my life and say, what percentage of my life, how many parts of my life am I going through my day on autopilot on? And what would it be like if I brought presence and intention back to it? And I think that's exactly what you and your client were talking about.
Absolutely. It's very easy to start feeling during this pandemic that it's Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, our work environment is the same as our weekend environment. You know, even if you were in a work from home situation previously, your weekends looked much different. You were out and about and social and restaurants and movies and theaters and activities and concerts and whatever it is that you did. If it was from taking classes or going to the gym, you had this outside world. Now it's a little bit of Groundhog Day. Every day is the same. So how do you create a difference? And it's a beautiful way to do that is to start thinking about intention. Start thinking about, what do I want to reflect back on today of having made a difference, having accomplished, having made an impact? So when I put my head, so I wake up and I think about, when I put my head on my pillow that night, I'm going to be proud that I have, and fill in the blank. When I put my head on my pillow that night, I am going to reflect back on and, you know, give myself that high five because, fill in the blank. And when you wake up with looking ahead and creating statements of what you've accomplished and the difference you've made by creating strong intentions, there's an enormous power there.
I completely agree. A technique that somebody taught me years ago, and that I actually talk in my latest book, 101 Spiritual Tools for Uncertain Times, that I wrote in the midst of the pandemic, it has 11 tools in book one. And one of the tools is something called spiritual accounting. And the idea is very similar, whether it's business, spiritual, personal, whatever it might be, is that every night before you go to bed, you ask yourself, what am I proud of that I did today? Like, if I were to look back this little snapshot of today, what am I proud of? And then you also explore, how could I have lived today better? And it's not meant to be a judgment. It's meant to be, you know, for me sometimes, Ivy, it could be, how could I have had more fun? You know, what could I have done to have brought more joy or to share more? Or how could I have listened more deeply to a colleague, a team member, a friend? And when you start to play with this, and then you finish off with a couple of things that you're grateful for, and then you start the next day with, what are you grateful for and what are you intending? And I find that when you sandwich your days that way, starting the day with a couple of things you're grateful for and some intentions, and finishing your day with acknowledging yourself for any accomplishments or just observing things that you wish if you could do it all over again, which we're getting an opportunity to over and over, as you said, you know, and a couple of things we're grateful for, it really gives you a context for your day.
It really does. And you'll find you're more excited every day. You are more determined, and you're going to see, as far as, you know, I've talked a little bit about during this pandemic, as opposed to the big goals we had set for ourselves for 2020 that people were just like, wow, reeling from, I'm never going to accomplish. And I'm not going to, and it's like, okay, let go of what you're not going to do and create some mini goals, simple things that are accomplishable. You know, you could look at the SMART goal concept with things that are specific, measurable, achievable, which is, I talk about making sure that's where your action plan is sitting, measurable and has a time frame. When you do that with a mini goal, you start actually really accomplishing things. Give yourself 30 days and you don't have to rock the world. You could set some mini challenges for yourself, some mini goals and mini accomplishments start really adding up from week one to week two, month one, month two, month three, as we're in month four. you start really accomplishing things and say, wow, it might have been a global pandemic, but I'm getting a lot done. Look what I've achieved. And celebrate what you're achieving. Don't let these little things just pass you by. Stop, acknowledge, and celebrate.
Yeah, and I think it's important to have people to want to celebrate your wins with you. In some cases, the people who want to celebrate your wins, they might be people who, you know, are your colleagues, or they might be your significant others. But oftentimes, we don't have, or we don't surround ourselves with people who lift us up. So one of my favorite things to do, either in business or, you know, as a job seeker, is to actually have an accountability buddy, to have friends who you share once a week. I have a call every Sunday with a dear friend, and we both celebrate one another's wins, and we just really cheer each other on. So that way, even if nobody else acknowledges us for it, we have the opportunity to acknowledge one another and to hold one another accountable too for the things that we did say we were intending, or our mini goals from the week before.
It's so important to have, you know, what I'll call our very own unique cheerleading squad. You know, and it could be an accountability buddy is perfect person to add to your cheerleading squad. And remember, who's the leader of that cheerleading squad is yourself. Because if we don't cheer for ourselves, that accountability person is the fabulous person who helps us find the things and points out when we don't see, but acknowledge and create the new patterns by doing that, of starting to see what you're accomplishing and honoring yourself, and then having that squad with you to cheer you on.
Yes, I think it's so important. I think that's what makes great leaders too. I think that a leader is able to hold people accountable in a way that empowers and uplifts and inspires them, and asks questions rather than pointing out what they're doing wrong. So rather than saying, did you accomplish this, or that didn't get done, says, oh, tell me, how's that going? What does that look like? Is there anything you need that you didn't realize you needed to accomplish that? And I think sometimes, because we're so used to in business having the dictator, unfortunate relationships where people say, this is how it is, do this, achieve that, rather than engaging from a place of curiosity and inquiry, where you have leaders who say, oh, tell me about that. How's that going? What could we have done differently? What could I have done differently? What could you have done differently? What support do you need that you're not getting to fulfill on that? And I think that that can be a lot of fun for leaders and for team members to collaborate in that way.
Absolutely. And the more you engage your team and you run a collaborative team with a combined vision, the smoother the team runs and the more successes you have. Because when everybody is working together on the same vision versus pushing back and forth from each other, a great way to, you know, I danced early in my life, and I'll always say there's nothing like seeing a Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly dance, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dance, right? You know, and it looks seamless, you know, just seamless. It's how do they do that? It's seamless. That's a collaborative team, you know, when you have that kind of those partnerships. And in looking that way, they make it look easy. If listeners, Google and watch a YouTube on a Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, Ginger Rogers, whatever, any combination of the above, watch their dances and say, my goodness, how do they make it look so easy? And that's the trick. That's the trick with running a collaborative team, a team that's in the same vision, looking to accomplish together and support each other to get there. The communication on that team is so much better than any communication you could imagine. There's no struggle from within. There's a very minimal amount of miscommunication, because people are actually hearing and listening to one another.
Yes, and it's so perfect what you just brought up, Ivy, about dancing. I'll never forget, there was a retreat that I was at on partnership. And believe it or not, the leader of that retreat started off by having us pair up as dance partners. So she said, mm-hmm. I want you first to dance with your partner. There's going to be a lead and there's going to be a follower. And the person who is following, I want you to tell the leader all the things they did wrong when you're done. So I want you to say, you spun me too quick. This wasn't fast enough. I hated the way you dipped me there. I want you to give them really direct, you know, frank feedback. And so we did that. And it was obviously a really crappy experience for the leaders who were being told by the followers what didn't work. And then she had us reverse and other people experience being leaders. And then she had us do it again. And she said, I really want you this time to tell the leaders all the things they did right, and then tell the leaders the things that you wish that they had done more of. And so this time around, when the dancers are together, the followers would tell the leaders, you know what I really loved, Ivy? I loved it when you went around that last turn slowly. And you know what would be amazing? What if we could do two twirls the next time around instead of just one? And it really shifted the way I perceived being a leader and a follower is whether you're leading or following, how you give the feedback and how you communicate is what creates that Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers experience that makes it look easy. But first, you have to communicate in a way that is cohesive and fluid for both people rather than jarring and staccato and do this, don't do that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. The more you tell somebody what not to do, the more you're reinforcing what they're doing wrong. And the more they feel, the worse they feel about everything, or the other side of that coin, the more defensive they get, which actually completely breaks down communication barriers. When you actually approach improvement with reinforcing positive actions, positive communication, that's where true growth is, because then everybody is showing up to improve. They're leaning in to listen because you're giving them great insight. You're giving them compliments, and most people want to do better. We all want to do better, get better, improve. But when we see, when we interpret things as criticism, we shut down and there is no room for improvement.
Yes, I think that's such a great point. I mean, what if we all just assumed that we wanted to do the best we could? We assumed that people were doing the best they could. And I think now more than ever in the midst of the pandemic, we really have an opportunity to assume that people want to do the best. It's definitely an opportunity for growth for employers, because it could be very easy to assume that people are quote unquote misbehaving and not doing work, since not all companies have measures and ways to track whether or not people are really working. So what if we actually just assumed that people were going to do the best that they could during this circumstance and the best that they can today?
When you assume and you see people at their best and you reinforce and communicate it, they'll show up stronger and stronger because they want to, not because they have to, but because they want to. They desire to prove you're right. You know, you're saying, oh, I know how, absolute, and you go that extra mile. And when you have a team that's consistently going that extra mile to support your leadership, you have a dynamic team, you have an impactful team, you have a successful team.
Couldn't agree more, Ivy. Well, I love everything you've been sharing today. Can you tell our listeners, are there any takeaways or anything that you'd love people to walk away from today's interview with?
Absolutely. You know, one thing to walk away from and think about is how to show up at your best. What can you do creatively? Thinking out of the box, showing up creatively. Set your mini goals. You don't have to climb Mount Everest in a day. Mini goals, small achievable things. Celebrate them, accomplish them, cheer yourself on. If you don't have your own cheerleading squad, after you listen to today's episode, go out and get one. We both agree on that. And
I love
the dance. You know, enjoy the dance, enjoy the process. This global pandemic has gifted us so many things. Time with families, appreciation for life, doing things in new and innovative ways. It's a gift to many. Look for the gift. sometimes that package is wrapped a little bit uniquely. Might not be that traditional present, and the gift is still there.
Incredible. I couldn't agree more, Ivy. Thank you so much for all the wisdom you've shared with us today. And do tell our listeners, if they want to find out information about you and the consulting you do, where would they go to do that or to buy one of the books?
The greatest thing to do is go to SlaterSuccess.com. On there, you can download a free chapter, From the Bar to the Boardroom, Choreographing Business Success Through Authentic Relationships. Also, I have a great video on there on 7 traits of great leadership. Most importantly, show up as the leader you want to be. Not the leader you are. Show up every day as the leader you want to be. And the resources are at SlaterSuccess.com. Remember, we are all leaders. It's how we choose to lead and make the impact.
Agreed. Thank you so much, Ivy, for all the wonderful wisdom you've shared with us today. And thank you to all of our listeners tuning in now or in the future. And we're intending that each and every one of you got some little gem or something that you can take away and apply in your life today. I know I always learn something from every guest that we have on week in and week out. And I do want to invite people. There are lots of other wonderful things happening. I invite you to tune in. There's a new series that I'm hosting on AwakeTVNetwork.live with Deepak Chopra and Don Hoffman, airing Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And this Wednesday, episode 4 of Conversations at the Intersection of Cutting Edge Science and Spirituality is going to be airing this Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Or you can join me on Thursdays for my episodes of Conversations for Consciousness. So you can see there's a theme here. A lot of it is about how can we uplift our consciousness, whether we're job hunting, leading an organization, creating a new company. Our consciousness has everything to do with it. And as far as get yourself the job, please leave us any feedback. If you have access to Facebook, go to Get Yourself the Job on Facebook. Feel free to like us and check out some of the articles that we have there. And you can also go on iTunes. Please do feel free to rate us or leave us any feedback that you might have there as well. And comments. It's only through you sharing this and giving us your feedback that we can better customize this show for you. So thank you so much for everybody who tuned in today and wishing everybody a safe, happy, and healthy rest of your week.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.